From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Billy Graham, the American Christian evangelist who preached to millions around the world, has died at the age of 99. The evangelical leader prayed with and counseled the most powerful and well-known figures of the late 20th century, including every U.S. president from Harry Truman to Barack Obama. In 1950, he founded the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association to further the spread of the gospel through his now famous crusades, multi-day preaching sessions often held in outdoor stadiums. More than 90 Nigerian schoolgirls are reported missing after Boko Haram extremist group attacked their school 2 days ago in northeastern state of Yobe. Jeff Custer has the details.
People with direct knowledge of the matter said 91 students found absent after a Tuesday roll call at the school. The disappearance has raised fears of another mass kidnapping by Boko Haram, which abducted 276 girls from a school in the village of Chibok in April 2014. Nearly 4 years later, more than 100 of the Chibok girls are still missing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Syrian activists reported deadly pro-government airstrikes Wednesday in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta, which this week has seen its deadliest string of daily violence in years. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the strikes have killed at least 250 people since late Sunday. The last time so many people were killed in such a short period of time happened in 2013 during a chemical attack in the area. The surge in violence comes as Syrian forces work to retake control of the opposition fighters laying siege to eastern Ghouta in more than 4 years. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has directed the Justice Department to propose new gun regulations to curb the use of rapid-fire devices that allow semi-automatic rifles to mimic the firing speed of fully automatic firearms. Zleta Sahok has the details.
The president said school safety is a top priority for his administration and promised measures that will ensure it.
We must move past cliches and tired debates and focus on evidence-based solutions and security measures that actually work.
The White House said Trump will be meeting with students, parents, teachers, law enforcement officials, and state governors in the coming days to hear their opinions on how to ensure safety at schools. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Tuesday that a convoy of pro-Syrian government forces entering Syria's northwestern Afrin region turned back after Turkish artillery fire. Erdogan said that he had previously reached an agreement on the issue with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. He said it was not possible for Turkey to allow this, and the terrorist groups, such as the YPG, he named, would pay a heavy price. Ankara's month-old offensive is aimed at driving out the Kurdish YPG militia, which it sees as a big security threat on its border. The Philippines says President Rodrigo Duterte is not an autocrat and is taking seriously a report by the U.S. intelligence community that names the leader among the threats to democracy in Southeast Asia. Purnell Murdoch has more.
The report, produced by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, places Duterte alongside Cambodia's Hun Sen, the Rohingya crisis, and Thailand's military-backed constitution as impediments to democracy. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque said Duterte adheres to the rule of law and remains loyal to the Constitution. More than 4,000 people have been killed in Duterte's signature war on drugs. International Criminal Court prosecutors have opened a preliminary examination into Duterte's anti-drugs campaign. Purnell Murdoch, VOA News.
Vice President Mike Pence's office says North Korea canceled a meeting at the Winter Games at the last meeting. It would have been the first scheduled encounter between senior Trump White House officials and Pyongyang. U.S. officials said in a statement that North Korea either nixed the planned talks or perhaps they were never sincere about sitting down. American Lindsey Vonn turned in a bronze medal performance in the last Olympic downhill of her career during the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympic Games. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.